This is Jared G. Martin, and welcome to the Light of the World broadcast. This year has been a year like none other. We started off the year with a lot of hopes and aspirations and dreams about having a good 2020 vision about things that looks good for us to go forward with. Before we can get going very well, we had a pandemic that started to spread across the world and even in our own homes and in our own neighborhoods. We've had political turmoil, social turmoil, economic turmoil. It has been a challenging time for many people. I want to take this week, however, to share with you how we should give thanks to God in the midst of everything that's going on, because He is good and His mercies endures forever. Come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's word.
Psalms 54:6, I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. Lamentations 3, they say the Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks after Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Come on, somebody just say, God is good.
God is good.
I know we got this little cliche now. We say God is good all the time. Come on, God is good, everybody. Yeah, He good all the time. And then we go and we just complain and we don't praise Him for that. That's not praising Him just to say that. Praising Him and say, Lord, I'm lifting my voice now. I'm praising You because You are good. And I know You are good. The old song used to say, you can't make me doubt Him. Why? Because I know too much about Him. I've got an experience with God. I know He's good. Then the psalmist came along and demonstrated that he had more to say about the goodness of God. And I want you to grab a hold to this today, so when you leave, you are in your heart and in your mind going back through your life and thinking of how you need to start exhorting and praising and saying to the Lord, Lord, I know You are good. Not only do I know You are good, somebody else is going to hear me say You are good, because I'm going to lift my voice and I'm going to praise. I don't need no music to have a shout. I don't need no music to lift my voice and say, Lord, You are good. Somebody ought to hear you say, Lord, thank You. They ought to know what you're talking about. They ought to hear you say that in Walmart while you're going down the aisle looking at the potato chips. Oh, thank You, Lord. They say, well, what happened to them? Well, I just thought about something God did. Hallelujah. Praise You. Get back. Hey! Yeah, they ought to see that. No, well, what's going on? Hey, I was just thinking about the goodness of God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start nothing here, but hallelujah. Glory to God. All them potato chips ought to be all messed up over there. Cause, hey! Right? Because you just thought about something. And you say, thank You, Lord. The psalmist here speaking of his trials and hardship. David had trials and hardship. We know about his successes with Goliath and all the things that he did while he was a king. But he had many, many years where he was running for his life and in despair and wondering whether or not he was ever going to make it. He's speaking of how God delivered him from his enemies. He's speaking of how God rescued him from the pits and the depths of despair. In Psalms 34, I want you to look at that. Psalms 34, beginning at verse 1, he says this, I will extol the Lord at all times. The King James says, I will bless the Lord at all time, and His praise will always be on my lips, or the King James said, will continually be in my mouth. Now, you can just say, well, I wonder why he said that. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And His praise will always continually be in my mouth. He said, I'm going to do it. That's what he started with. I will bless Him. I'm not worried about what you're going to do. I don't know what God has done in your life. I'm talking about me and what I will do. This is personal between me and God. I know what He has done for me. I will bless the Lord. Come on, somebody say, I will bless Him. Now, he said, now listen, he said, I will do it. Not I may do it, but I'm going to do it. I will bless the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to bless His name. And then he said, I will bless Him when? At all times. That means anytime and every time. It's always with me. I got a praise that's with me. It's always on the inside of me. I'm lying to break out anytime. You know, it might just come out anywhere at any time because it's always with me and it's always in my mouth. I will bless the Lord. Any chance I get, I'm going to sneak a praise in. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. He says, I will bless him at all times. You know, he says, I'll bless him when I don't feel like it. And I'll bless him when I feel like it. Anytime, all the time, I will bless the Lord. His praise will always be in my mouth. This is David, who went through many hardships and many trials, who said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He talked about walking through the valleys of the shadows of death. He says, I know what I've been through. I know what God has done for me, and I'm never going to stop praising him. That second verse said, my soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. And then he said, come glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Come on, magnify the Lord with me, somebody. Let us exalt his name together. I'm getting somebody that's going to praise along with me. Somebody know what I am. You know how it is. You ever seen somebody who just got tickled and they just start laughing? You didn't know what they were laughing about, but they were so tickled, you start laughing with them. Yeah, the praise is going to be like that. You don't know what you're praising him for, but it's got so contagious. I'm going to jump on in and say, I'm praising him too. Come on, let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord, somebody. He said, I'm going to tell you why in verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. And he delivered me from all of my fears. You want to know why I'm praying? I sought him, and he answered me. Oh, yes. Those who look at him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. And then he said in verse 6, this poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. This poor man, this little innocent man, this man that didn't have any power, didn't have any strength. Somebody said, I didn't have no money, but I called on the Lord. He delivered me out of all of my troubles. I was sick and couldn't get well, but I called on the Lord, and he healed me. You want to know why? His praise is continually in my mouth. Listen to what I'm telling you. Then he said, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivered them. The angels are watching over me all night, all day. The angels keep a watching over me, my Lord. Hallelujah. But then he says, verse 8, some of y'all looking at me like y'all don't know what's going on. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to taste and see that the Lord is good. You just looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. You better get you some of this. You better taste you some of this. If you can taste it, you will see that the Lord is good. Glory to God. I ain't making this up. I know who he is. I know what he's done for me. Taste and see. You'll find out. Oh, you know, he's just like a good cook. A good cook. And he'll taste it. Come on, taste this. Come on, taste this and tell me what you think about it. Come on, taste this. You know, ooh, this is good. Yeah, taste this. Yeah, you wonder why his praise is continuing in my mouth. You ought to be doing it too. We're talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about giving some thanks. It's not just a word. It's not just, it ain't got nothing to do with turkey and dressing. Getting together with the family, that's all good, but that's a sideline. Don't eat the dinner without talking to your family and say, come on, let's tell you why we're doing this. We're tasting and see that the Lord has been good to us. Yeah, you still got some things that the Lord need to work out in your life, but thank him for what he's already done. I guarantee you, if you thank him for what he's done, you're gonna see him do some other things in your life. If you follow him on down in the book of Psalms, of Psalms 103, you hear him say this. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Don't forget his benefits. There's a benefit to knowing the Lord. There are benefits to serving God. There are blessings for walking in the way of the Lord. Don't forget his benefits. He will bless your going out and bless your coming in. Don't forget all his benefits. And he tells you what they are in verse 3. Who forgives all your sins and heal all your diseases. Hold up just a minute. Let me talk about this. Some of you are just wondering, Lord, I can't make it. Lord, I don't have the kind of I got issues with my finance. I got issues in my marriage. I got issues in my health and whatever. You know, whatever the devil brings a saved person, the worst thing that can happen to you is you die and go to heaven. That's the worst thing can happen to you, is that you die and spend eternity with the Lord, walking the streets of gold in your long white robe, having your mansion in the sky. So tell the devil he's a lie. He can't mess with you, because the worst thing he can do to you is send you all to your home. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And I got the benefit of eternal life. Forget your benefits. I got eternal life already stored up for me. That's a benefit to the believers. He forgive all my sin. Hey, glory. Don't worry about your house here. You got a house already laid up for you in heaven. Don't worry about your car, because you're going to walk around the streets of gold all day. That's the first benefit he gives the believer. He forgives your sin. And then he says, he heals all your diseases. Diseases are not just physical. That word is dis-ease. Something ain't easy for you. You got some problems in your finances. You got some problems in your direction. He said, I'll heal all your dis-ease. All that trouble you got, all that hurt you got, all that pain you got, all that discomfort you got, all that worry you got going with you. I can heal all your dis-ease. That's a benefit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but whatever I get, I want to know my benefits. See, some of you on your job, you got benefits you don't even know about because you didn't read the company policy and your employment benefits. You don't even read them all. There are folks that's not even taking advantage of their matching funds and their thrift plan because they didn't read it. They just, no, that's a benefit. I want everything coming to me. Then it says in verse 4, he redeems your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion. Verse 5, you ought to just say, thank you, Lord, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. You ain't got no need to walking around like you don't have no future. Every day's a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm looking for new horizons, new things to happen today. Every day is a new opportunity for God's blessings to flow in my life. Yes, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. It's a benefit every day when you crawl out to bed. Thank you, Lord. That'll be the first thing come out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. See, there's two kind of people. One will say, good morning, Lord. And the other one will say, good Lord, morning. No, but you ought to be saying, good morning, Lord. Thank you. You were so vulnerable when you were laying there asleep. Folks could walk in your house and snatch you up, and you won't even know they're in your house. You just gave up everything because you had to sleep. You have no security. You might have a security alarm. They know how to break those. You might have video cameras. All you're going to do in the video is watch and see what they did. But they can come in your house while you're sleeping, and they can hurt you and harm you. But no, he has put his angels all around you to watch over you, that he won't even dash your foot against a stone. Thank you, Lord, for walking over us all night long. Tell the devil he's a liar. You're going to wake up, oh, it's just another day. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I don't know where I'm at. That's for people who don't know God. But I know God, and God is what? Good. So what will it take before you get to the point that you are thankful and that your thanks and praise is not just something we do when the occasion arrives? Oh, that was really good. I thank God for that. We ought to wake up in the morning saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I asked the question, why is the world so dark when we are the light? Because we got the light. You know, we got some light. We got three levels on it. Dim, medium, and bright. We got it on dim. Because we are dimmed with the way that we carry ourselves. We walk around. We just as oppressed and worried about the future as everybody else. We worried about the political climate. We worried about the economic climate. I don't worry about none of that. None of that got nothing to do with what's going on. Remember a few years ago when they had the economic downturn, we said we're not going to participate? Well, we're the people of God. We don't have to participate in no downturn. We on the upturn. Why? Because God is where our blessings flow. Regardless of where you are and what you're going through, we serve a God who is about, who says this about those who are here. So this is what he said. I'm going to close with this verse. It's very familiar. Jeremiah 29:11. I got some plans for you. When you think you don't have anything going on, you need to talk to the planner, the one who has a strategic plan for your life. Because he said, now I know the plans I have for you. Now you may not know, but he knows. That's who you need to go to when things aren't going right. Say, Lord, wait a minute. Now tell me what's going on. God said, I know the plans I got for you. And look at what he says. God is good, right? He says, plans to prosper you. My plan is to prosper you. My plans is to let your blessings overtake you. My plans is not to harm you, but I have plans to give you hope and a future. God is good. And we ought to go to God. We ought to be thankful unto God. Lord, I thank you for the plans you have for me. And now, if they're not going well, you're probably not on his plan. Even when you're on his plan and you're having difficulty, it's working out for your good. God will just say, stay on track. I got you. I got you. And you can rejoice in that plan. God say, he got me. It looked like I'm going to fall, but he say, he got me. And I'm keeping on going because I heard him say, I got you. Just you're on the right track. Keep on going. It's all going to work out to your good. It's all going to bless you. You just can't see it right now, but you're on the right track. I'll be thankful to God. There are many times when we've had to just stretch our faith and not knowing what God's doing, but all we know is God says, listen, I'm taking care of you. Cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Don't worry about what it looks like. I got it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some time. Look back and make notes. Write them down of what God has done for you. You ought to have a legacy of God's favor. And all of us need to do this. I need to do this myself. That somebody can read when you're no longer here of what God has done for you. We don't take time to recount what God has done for you. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. That's a song we used to sing. Count them. Right, Lord, I remember. Even when I was a little child, I remember. And we were in this car wreck and you saved our family. I remember when this happened. I remember when that happened. I remember, God, when my parents were in this situation and they had us pray and we saw you work that out. And you just begin to recount all those things. Some of you, God had to preserve your life for you to be here right now. And you know he preserved your life. I've heard some of you talk about being in the military and being in a place where you just, everybody around you getting shot and killed. But God saved you and God brought you. And he said, I know the plans I have for you. And it wasn't to die on a battlefield. It was to do something significant in the day that you are living. Not only write it down, but here's a good time. Share when you come together, the blessings and the deliverance and the healings and the victories you have experienced. You want to do something different in Thanksgiving? You write down that, and when you go to your family or wherever you go and say, can I just take a moment? I just want to thank God for some things that I have recounted about my life and what he's done. And I, you don't mind, I want to just take a moment and just tell you my top 10. Before the football game, before the sweet potato pie, the giblet gravy, and the green bean casserole. Give them something they ain't had. See, can I just tell my top 10 things I'm thankful for? Can we do that? You should have a top 10. Here are the top 10 things that I'm thankful for. Can I just take a minute? It won't take but a moment, but I want to read this, what I'm thankful for. Y'all looking at me like, this is so strange. But we're the people of God. So I'm helping you out. Say, God is good, and I just want to, since this is Thanksgiving, and you can even take it to your job this week. Somebody say Thanksgiving. Oh, you mentioned Thanksgiving. I was just thinking about that. Can I just share with you the top 10 things that I'm thankful for? Where are you going for Thanksgiving? Oh, Thanksgiving. I'm glad you brought that up. Can I just share with you the top 10 things I'm thankful for? You going out of town for Thanksgiving? Oh, Thanksgiving. I'm glad you, yeah. Can I just share with you the top 10 things I'm thankful for? Come in and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. So now you're telling them what God has done in your life. Amen? I mean, let's go wild. I mean, let's do something wild and crazy. Let's tell people what God has done for us. That's unusual for us believers. Let's get out of the box. Put it on your Facebook page while you're putting the other stuff on there. While you're showing them your plate, what you're finna eat. Tell them these are the top 10 things I'm thankful for. Then like David, say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And then invite somebody to magnify the Lord with you. Will you bow your heads? Father, we are so thankful because you are good. Come on, just meditate on that for a moment. You've been good to us individually. You're good to us collectively. You've been good to us as a people. You've been good to us as a nation. You've been good to us in our community. You've been good to us in our homes. You are good, Almighty God. We can stand here and worship you freely. We are blessed. You are good. Forgive us for all of our worry and concern and apprehension. We thank you. We bless you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven all our sins. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord, for our homes and our children and our parents. We thank you, Lord, for our health and our strength. And we thank you, Lord, for our capacity to think and to earn an income. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for giving us an abundance. We thank you, mighty God, that we can be a blessing to others. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, almighty God. We're so grateful to you, Father, and help us to have an attitude of gratitude. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. You are the Lord our God.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and I don't know what you've gone through this year, but I do know this. God is able to deliver us out of every trial and trouble that we have encountered. The psalmist said, "For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever." That means that God is always good and his mercies is always available to us to help us in the time of trouble. One of the things that's important, especially for those of us who are believers, to do is to give thanks to God. No matter what's going on in your life, there is someone who would trade places with you. Thanksgiving is not just a day that we celebrate, it is an attitude of our heart. We need the heart of Thanksgiving where we open our mouths and bless the Lord. I want to take a moment to share with you how you can connect with us at The Light of the World. You can join us on Sundays on our live streaming at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. And if you would like to connect with us for prayer, call us at our prayer line number at 281-964-1393. There's someone who will stand by you and pray with you. If we don't answer you right away, leave us a message. We'll contact you. I wanted to remind you that we have our bookstore open to the public at The Beacon. Call us if you need church supplies, Sunday school books, Bibles, communion supplies, offering envelopes, or anything you need for your church services. Call us at 281 281-441-2885. That's 281-441-2885. Now for the light of the world, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.